explain to us who you are, your school, how you came to Bauchi, and what happened subsequently.
I graduated from University of Ilorin, Computer Science Department. I was posted to Bauchi State October 2010, I started service. I was posted from camp to get the local government area of Bauchi State. Then we were used as ad hoc staffs for the 2011 election. And
which of the like the general?
The general election, yeah. We used as ad hoc staffs. Then on April 18, 2011, a crisis erupted. After the announcement of the presidential election result, that Goodluck Ebele Jonathan won. But before the crisis erupted in my local government, and before that time, we got some news from some of our copper friends in other local governments that some mobs were already attacking coppers there. So before we knew it, like an hour after, some police officers came to alert myself and one of my friends that were chatting together in my lodge that the mobs were around the local government with that was the police station. So we had to run across the police station, and while we were there with some other copper friends, mobs came. They were in front of the station, and you know, they were plenty, they were like 300 in number. But we coppers in the station were not even up to 100. So when they came, the police officers told us that the mobs spoke to them in Hausa that they should chase coppers out, because they had gone to our lodges, they didn't see us, so they knew the only place we could be was the police station. That was how they came there. So while we were there, the police officers were shooting tear gas into the air. They were shooting tear gas to scare them away, shooting into the air. And before we knew it, they said they ran out of ammunition. That's the police officers. There was nothing they could do. We tried calling the regional headquarters and all that. That at least they could help us reinforce, deploy force men to rescue us that were in danger, but nobody came to our rescue. And before we knew what was happening, the mobs set the station in a place while we were right inside there. And when the roof started burning on us and everywhere was smoky, you know, we could not stand it any longer.